where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Nova Chemicals is working with St. Clair Township Fire on emergency response training beginning at 7. You may notice emergency response vehicles at the site, as well as the flowing of water. The training exercise is expected to be wrapped up by 8 tonight. Sarnia Council has asked the city's integrity commissioner to investigate City-County Councilor Bill Dennis's conduct in chambers and online. Council decided in a 7-2 recorded vote in favor of contacting Benjamin Drury after discussing the councilor's recent behavior during the closed portion of a special session Monday morning. Councilor Anne-Marie Gillis wanted all the bases covered.
When I look at getting our own house in order, we have the procedures to do that. We have to exercise those. We have to be bold in those exercising if it need be. But it's more problematic, from my point of view, from the social media that's been pervasive, and that needs to be addressed.
Councillors Terry Burrell and Bill Dennis voted against the motion. An outburst from Councillor Dennis prompted the March 11th regular meeting to be adjourned early. City staff are reviewing the bylaw for backyard bantam hens to possibly include chickens. The existing bylaw allows for bantam hens, which are about half the size of a regular chicken. The review request was brought forward to council on Monday by Dean and Lori Frayne, who have 6 chickens at their London Road property. In a 7-2 vote, council agreed amending the bylaw is worth reviewing. A report's expected to be back before council before the end of summer break. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. A Sarnia man faces 25 charges in connection to a string of break-ins reported in the Brights Grove area while city police look for a second suspect. Sarnia police launch an investigation into a series of crimes March 8th, which include the theft of various items like construction equipment, an automobile, and motorcycle. Police say one of the suspects, a 32-year-old, was arrested March 16th and held for a bail hearing. Details on the charges can be found at sarnianewstoday.ca. Chatham-Kent police are issuing a notice to the public after someone was heard crying wolf from a moving vehicle. Police say they responded to a 911 call just after 8:30 Sunday night for reports of someone screaming for help, adding officers quickly arrived in the area. After police found the vehicle in question, officers confirmed no one needed help. They were recording a video for a TikTok challenge. And if you're looking for a new activity to try for the spring or summer, the Strangway Center's registration opens tomorrow. Some old favorites are available, like pickleball and shuffleboard, and there are some new programs as well. Activities programmer Mike Neely says the goal was to offer a diverse selection of activities.
We have some kind of your arts and cultures in the ceramic painting workshops that will be added, English lessons, advanced leather molding, and photography lessons will actually be taking a return after a little bit of a hiatus.
Programs at the Strangway Center are for those 20 and older. You can read more on our website. Mainly cloudy skies, the chance of flurries and windy, low minus 4, the wind chill reaching minus 12. Flurries ending near noon tomorrow, then mainly cloudy. There's the chance of afternoon flurries on a southwest wind, high 3 degrees. And cloudy Wednesday, chance of flurries, high 1 degree.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.